wrote this piece 11 years ago, and I'm proud to say that I have since faced the demons that I will talk about. Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. I heard a TED talk the other day by a singer-songwriter from Australia. Megan Washington is her name. She's a big star there, a pop star with all the trappings. She's in demand for concerts, recordings, promotional appearances, and the media love her. There's always a microphone in her face, and she complies. She's accessible and smooth, and she gives them what they want. She's a pop star. She uses a voice when she talks to the media. She uses her made-up, internet-friendly recording star voice, which is pert and direct, without guile, and charming. It's the voice she chooses and needs to sell her music. But it's not her real voice. Her real voice, the voice she speaks with when she's not on stage, stutters. And it's a bad stutter. She can't speak two full sentences without its showing up. It is rough and embarrassing and always there. It's been there all her life. She's 28 now, and she knows that her stutter is not going away anytime soon. She's discovered that music, singing, does not stutter for her. When she sings, the line is pure and without bumps. It's like she's playing an instrument. She says she can't stutter when she sings. How great is that? This is true for her public voice, too. When she gets into the character of Megan the pop star, she's smooth. It's the same as singing for her. So she gave this TED talk in her real voice, the stuttering one, the one that can't get from A to B without messing up. Public speaking terrifies her. The speech was a huge deal for her. Here she is, a major star, putting it out there that she is not as cool as her fans think. She deals every day with a crippling speech impediment, a challenge that is immobilizing in a lot of folks. And she's up on stage, hanging it out there for everyone to hear. I was so taken with her courage and her honesty that I felt compelled to share the story with you. Millions of folks every day make their way in the world knowing that their particular challenge is going to show up big time. Anxiety, physical disability, crippling shyness, some mental health condition. So many of us call on our own personal courage every day just to get by. So this is my salute to all of you. I have interviewed many people who express themselves through their art, printmakers, writers, musicians, actors, and many of them felt like running the other way when the live microphone light came on in Studio A. But they did it. They stayed for the interview because their story is important, because they say things that the rest of us should hear, and they were marvelous. I listened to a recent gathering of the Viroqua Salon as two painters pushed themselves through speeches in which they explained why they paint. It was hell for them. They're not speakers, they're painters. And they did it because their stories are important for everyone. And they held me spellbound in their words. I've been asked more than once to speak at an ongoing event called The Truth Be Told. The first time I agreed and then backed out. The second time I blamed it on a busy schedule. This last time I said I would consider it and then said I couldn't do it. No reason given. The truth is that I am petrified at the thought of 10 minutes in front of the best town in the world without notes. Let me read, let me be on the radio, or let me work a room. I'm your guy. Put me on stage without a crutch and I crumble. I hate that. I want that to be different. Now, I have not yet found the courage of a Megan Washington or of those two painters. I have not yet stepped out there naked to take whatever comes. I haven't faced my personal demon. My hat is off to the courageous souls who have, all of you who do it every day in your own way. It will be such an honor for me to be numbered among you when that day finally comes for me.